This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Japan will start building the first Zeta-class supercomputer in 2025, a supercomputer that will be 1,000 times more powerful than today's fastest machines. It'll cost more than $750 million to build and will turn on by 2030. The supercomputer could reach speeds on a Zeta-flops scale, which has never been achieved before. Floating point operations per second, or FLOPS, measures how fast computers can solve problems, where one floating point operation is a single calculation. A supercomputer with the speed of one zeta FLOPS could make one sextillion, one followed by 21 zeros, calculations per second. Japan's Fugaku supercomputer previously held the title of world's fastest supercomputer until it was dethroned in 2022 by the U.S.'s Frontier supercomputer. The next machine is being referred to as Fugaku Next. One of the biggest challenges that engineers face in building the new supercomputer is making it run efficiently. In 2023, computer experts predicted that a Zeta-class machine built using current supercomputer technologies would require the equivalent energy to the output of 21 nuclear power plants. The first color in the universe was a bright, hot, glowing, peachy orange that didn't exist until about 380,000 years after the birth of the universe, when the universe finally cooled to 3,000 Kelvin, or about 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Prior to cooling, the plasma makeup of the infant universe was too dense for light to travel through. That would require low enough temperatures for atoms to form before the universe could hope to produce anything that could be defined as a color. Nowadays, the average temperature of the universe sits just below a chilly 3 Kelvin, a steep decline from the primordial 3,000 Kelvin. That figure was deduced from studies of the cosmic background radiation, a blueprint of the universe left behind from the Big Bang. The early universe had an evenly distributed temperature with wavelengths attributed to a black body, an object or thing that exhibits color based only on its temperature rather than the material of which it's made. If humans had been able to observe color as it permeated the space-time of the early universe, it would appear as a warm orange campfire. That bright orange would slowly darken and fade until the universe was roughly 100 million years old when the first stars were born, resulting in the universe that we see today. Yellowstone National Park has lowered its fire level to high and lifted Stage 1 fire restrictions that had been in effect since July 27th. At this time, there are no fire restrictions in the park, and there are currently no wildland fires burning in the park. There are still restrictions in campgrounds. Campfires are permitted only within established fire rings in Yellowstone National Park campgrounds and some backcountry campsites, and they must always be attended and cold to the touch before abandoning a campfire site. This summer, 9 wildfires, all caused by lightning except one with an unknown cause, burned in Yellowstone National Park. All park areas are open except Biscuit Basin, which is closed for the remainder of the season due to a hydrothermal explosion earlier this summer on July 23rd. The rest of the Grand Loop remains open to vehicles. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.